My Heart Attack, by me, John Caldera, published June 23rd, 2024. I am writing this from my hospital bed in the intensive care unit at Denver Health. I am recovering from my very first heart attack. You can only imagine the pride of reaching my goal of a heart attack before 60. While driving to my job at Independence Institute, my chest started feeling, well, really weird. Like someone was sitting on it, and not someone I liked. My jaw felt sore. I rarely make good decisions, but just blocks away from the office, I turned right instead of left and somehow got myself to the emergency room. It may have well saved my life. I imagine I'm like most guys. I will do just about anything to avoid going to the doctor. It has as much appeal as watching a stranger shop for purses. Medical care comes down to two factors. The first, wait. Wait to get an appointment. Wait in the waiting room. Wait in the exam room for the doctor to finally come in and talk to the computer screen instead of you. The second factor is more. No matter what, they send you off to another doctor or specialist or for more testing, all of which requires exponentially more waiting. The cycle never stops. It cascades. All of which leads to the reasonable decision to avoid healthcare altogether until one just has a heart attack. Just for those keeping record at home, my cholesterol has always been in the normal range, as I do get it checked at least yearly. I'm a little overweight, but not completely inactive. Nothing stood out as a warning for a heart attack other than being male and getting older. I shouldn't have had a heart attack, but here I am. Healthcare has changed since I was younger. Most notably, everyone in the industry is now tattooed. At the ER, the tattooed nurse looked at my blood pressure and said, "Oh, I don't like that." Just what you want to hear. So they quickly got me into the examination room, where the tattooed male nurse, obviously taking time off of his day job as a Hell's Angel, gave me an EKG. And then he said, "Ugh, I don't like that." It wasn't much longer that I found myself in the cath lab as they hoisted me on a table as what seemed like 15 tattooed people ran around like a well-oiled race car pit crew. One pit crew member immediately took to shaving off my pubic hair. I told him I was not interested in a Brazilian, and if what was left looked like Hitler's mustache, I would come after him. Then I asked the question that should have been the first question. "My heart isn't down there. My brains are. So why are you shaving me?" Turns out that you were going to catheterize me and run a cable up to my heart. If the artery in my arm wasn't big enough, they were going to go through my crotch. Lovely. By the time I woke up, I was told I had a blockage in what's called, by everyone but the doctors, the widowmaker artery to my heart. They cleared it and put in a stent. I got in early enough, the damage to the heart itself was minimal. Since then, I've been staying in the ICU, where they come in every few hours to draw blood and explain the 300 different medications that I'll be taking for the rest of my life. The hospital saved money by painting their hospital rooms with surplus green paint from former Soviet prisons. The most important thing I've learned since being here is that there's a TV station that does nothing but show reruns of Seinfeld. After 2 days of exhausted research, I'm proud to report Seinfeld still holds up after 30 years. I am a lucky son of a bitch. Lucky to get treatment in time. Lucky that people care about me. Lucky to live in America. We take the miracles of our times for granted. The wealth our nation has created has made it possible to reach into a stranger's heart, fix it, and have him watching Seinfeld a few hours later. My great, great thanks to my tattooed heroes, and may you never take your health or the wonders of the free market for granted. Now go get a physical.